Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's as if, Lee, the Democrat Party and their media took over all of our media. And they're writing crazy things. They've been writing crazy things for weeks. Let me just give you an example. Headline, town hall, right? Staple of the right-wing media. Last night was a bloodbath for Republicans. They were blown out everywhere. What's tomorrow's piece going to be? If Republicans can't win California, we'll doom to failure?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that? I mean, they've been setting this up for weeks, and you know this has been driving me crazy, Lee. It's truly been driving me nuts. This idea went, well, we're going to go win New Jersey and Virginia. Really? In a different time space continuum? Because those are Democrat states, and our most popular candidate, Donald J. Trump, couldn't win them.
What's next? Minnesota and Maine? Maybe Vermont?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. Now, if we don't win, if Sliwa doesn't win in New York City, we're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think some of these people are just hits and clicks hysterics. I don't understand. I don't know what Matt Vespa wrote this stupid piece was thinking. Last night was a bloodbath. No. Okay, if Kamala Harris, as unpopular as she was, won Virginia and New Jersey, and Donald Trump did not, you know, Winston Sears is a nice person. Good luck. I mean, just good luck.
Let's put this in perspective. If Clemson played Ohio State,
mm-hmm. and something lost, everyone understands. Yes,
exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what will be expected. So
exactly,
would not be a surprise to anyone.
Thank you. We can all go home now. Yeah, exactly. That makes complete sense.
That's what I'm
absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So no, we were never going to win these states. And I started saying that last week, not going to win, not going to happen. These are Democrat states and these are highly energized Democrats. In fact, this is really a measure of how energized the Democrats are. And if you want to take that lesson home for the midterms, good. We better be more energized because man, are they fired up and their numbers show it. So look, if you want something to cry in your soup over today, this is, something to note. Okay. Let's take Virginia for instance. Harris beat Trump in Virginia. That was like a year ago, right? By how much? 5, almost 6 points. Okay. Biden won Virginia presidential election before that by 10 points. Trump did not win Virginia either of those times. That is not surprising because it is a blue state. Okay. Now, here's the bad news. Okay. Spanberger won Virginia by 15 points. That is the best showing for a Democrat in years. So what does that show? It shows a couple things. It shows us Democrats are really fired up. They are going to come out in their full numbers. That's what that shows us. I mean, you know, Kamala Harris was not a popular Democrat, and Democrats had done a lot of economic damage. And I think what happened was we were more fired up than them in the, you know, 2024 election. A lot of them stayed home. I don't think they voted for Trump. They just stayed home. Well, they're out now. And that's what that looks like. So we need to get people out too. What about New Jersey? Chitterelli, which if you watch Fox News for these last 5 weeks and even some Newsmax, you'd have thought the guy had the thing in the bag, right? How much he lose by? Yeah, 13 points. How much did Trump lose by in New Jersey? 6. So what does that show us? We got some work to do for the midterms in terms of turning out our voters. This was a very good performance for them in states they should win. But Lee, also, as you pointed out earlier, in states where the average person is more Democrat, yeah. You know, even if they're unaffiliated, and, you know, as one person put it on Fox News this morning who actually lives there, look, even in Republican circles in New Jersey, for instance, they're kind of mushy moderates. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of right wingers there. Yeah. You know, they kind of even shrink away from Trump a little bit. But again, the flip side of that would be if I was debating somebody, I would say, well, yeah, but I mean, Trump only lost that state, you know, of New Jersey by 6 points. And again, this was a loss for Chitterelli of 13 points. So yeah, we got work to do. This is a wake up call for us, but this is not a bloodbath. It's not that. But yeah, it's a wake up call. It's telling us we got to get our game on for the midterms. We really do. Now, let me set up Virginia for a second so we can see where we are. Because if I had a Democrat on the show right now, they say, well, yeah, but Virginia currently has a Republican governor and they currently have a Republican attorney general. Both the Republican Party lost both seats this time, right? So that's bad for Republicans. Well, you got to go back to why they won them in the first place, because that was very, very unusual. Again, Virginia's the state that Joe Biden won by 10 points. Okay. The Glenn Youngkin victory is one of those victories that happens like once every 20 years somewhere in America. And it was so bad. Remember, there was a boy in a skirt who raped a girl in a high school bathroom. And a teacher comes in the middle of the rape, sees the feet on the floor, and instead of thinking, wow, I should call 911, goes, you know, I'll leave them in privacy. I mean, it's just this Democrat dysfunction, right? When her father tries to come to the school board meeting, because what do Democrats do? They transferred the dude in a skirt to another school where he did it again, racked up his second sexual assault victim, because that's what Democrats do. So they tried to hide it. Dad found out about it and tried to come to the school board meeting. To keep him from speaking of it, they had the police tackle him. This is what it takes for a Republican to win in Virginia, okay? This is what I'm setting up, Lee. They had the police tackle him. They then ran that footage on national TV, the liberal media did, with no volume. So you couldn't hear him screaming, my daughter was raped. My daughter was raped in a bathroom by a guy in a skirt. How? That would have made some sense. Right. Well, this eventually came out and the damage was so bad for Democrats, they had to call in the FBI to try to intimidate parents into not signing up during the speaking period. And what did the Democrat governor of Virginia do? He did. He doubled down. He took the side, essentially, of the rapist in a skirt, said, this is not America. You know, this is not parents' choice. We will decide. You know, I mean, he said these terrible things. We will decide what the rules are in your school. You're a parent. You have no say. We know best. Because in his mind, the Democrat governor at the time thought, well, I mean, no Democrat's going to lose Virginia because, like, it hadn't been done, you know, in recent history. Well, it got so bad by the end of it, the local news and me were covering, the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, was sending Black Hawk helicopters to hover over school board meetings and intimidate the Republican protesters. That's what it takes to get a Republican governor of Virginia. And again, what happened there is not that the Democrats so much like voted Republican. They didn't. They stayed home. We surged. And that's how you got Glenn Youngkin. It's never going to happen again in Virginia, Lee. It's just not going to. You know, so That's the situation. But what should Virginia look like for Republicans? It should look like a 6-point loss like Donald Trump took. And it did it. It looked like a 15-point loss. And that's a problem. Now, the piece I don't have right now, okay, because we're still getting the exit polling. Here's what I want to know. Did this happen? Obviously, Democrat voters surged. They came out in huge numbers. They're really, really energized. Do we stay home? Were we unenthused?
Yeah, that's the question.
Right. How do you get to a 15-point victory? Because that is stout. I'm not going to lie to you. That is a wake-up call for the midterms that we're going to have match their level of excitement.
Or desperation.
Or desperation or whatever. So that's where we are this morning. There's bad news in here, but to call it a bloodbath, that's a little far. But there's a lot of hits and clicks, people. And we're feeding into this right now. And we don't want to be telling our base, oh, we're losing. No, we're not. We're not. That's not losing, but we need to do better, but it's not losing. Not in blue states. So, there's a bunch of really weird stuff going on here too, though, Lee. I mean, you are seeing this gender split.
Yeah.
I look at my boys and I hope to heck they find wives in this generation, because let me tell you what, this is incredible. When you see, you know, we used to have in these blue states, men would break about 50-50, about half go for the Democrat, half go for the Republican, somewhere around. That's how Obama won.
Yeah.
Men are overwhelmingly, New Jersey and in Virginia, doing something they've never done before. They're voting Republican in big numbers, 58%. But the women are voting so far to the left that it's handing the Democrats these wins. And so Republicans need to find a way to talk to women. And the way to do that would be to keep our promises that we have not kept. What are we going to do? Jobs. What are we going to do? Lower prices, or at least stop the price escalation. We haven't meaningfully done that with anything but maybe gasoline. And it was what Trump said he'd do on day one. We're going to get taken to the woodshed if we don't do it. And we need to start now. We need to figure out how to do it now.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, guys, because I wasn't here yesterday, I got to get to this because nobody did it right. I'm going to do it right. What this James Comey thing means, holy cow. A gift from God was left in those burn bags. Somebody forgot to let them on fire. And somebody told Cash Patel about the secret burn room. I can only imagine the heart attack that James Comey had, the sinking feeling in his stomach when he realized, we don't just have all of his handwritten notes. No, we have his hard drive. He thought he burned it. He thought he destroyed it. Oops. And it's all coming back to haunt the former director of the FBI. But to tell this story correctly, you've got to start from the beginning. And we now know the story because of what was not destroyed. I'd love to know if that was incompetence or a patriot in there not lighting that stuff on fire who was supposed to. I don't know. Somebody knew it was there, though, and led Kash Patel, now our current director of the FBI, right to it. Here's what happened from Comey's own handwritten notes, the most shocking of which, I mean, my personal favorite, is the part where he writes on September 26, 2016. By the way, I got a ton of liberal trolls watching me right now on YouTube. Turn up the volume and turn it up. Let's do this together. I'm going to enjoy it. September 26, 2016, Comey writes, there's no Russia collusion. It's a hoax. Hillary made it up. He knows it. The CIA knows it. So do the Russians. That's before the 2016 election. It's a hoax? Yeah. It was never real. See, your media lies to you. I won't do that if you keep listening to me. You may not like me or agree with my politics, but you will know what's going on. You will especially know the lies that your leadership tells you. You'll also know the lies that Republican leadership tells Republicans. I do that too. Doesn't always make me popular, but it's what I'm known for. I want to welcome all those trolls. So now that I brought you to reality, I want to remind you that CNN, at the height of this, 60% of their coverage, nightly news coverage, was of the Russia collusion story. It was fake. Now, James Comey thought he had destroyed the evidence of that in his own handwriting. That's why he felt comfortable going to Congress and lying to them and saying, think about this for a minute. Hundreds of television interviews about Russia that Comey did. Fake. Always knew it was fake. All of that testimony before Congress on Russia collusion, he knew it was fake. He knew it didn't happen. He's known since before Trump was elected in his own writing. But as we know, James Comey wanted to be attorney general. He did. He was already FBI director. And he stumbled upon the most valuable of things. Hillary Clinton's crimes. Two sets of crimes, the ones we knew about, where she was sending classified emails that she was only supposed to read in a secure location called a SCIF to her personal email. And she deliberately left it unsecured. Five hostile nations accessed it. I think she sold it to them, but I can't prove that. We do know that they accessed it. And that's why I believe she left it unsecured. It was a way to sell the intel to them. Remember Comey cleared her? Why? Because he knew I had compromise on her. See, there was crime number two. That was where she walked out the top secret classified data on a thumb drive. Comey knew he had to take care of that if he was going to have compromise on Hillary Clinton, and she, as a result, was going to make him attorney general. So what did he do when he found out about the thumb drive? Again, this is stuff she was only even supposed to view in a SCIF. She loaded it onto a thumb drive and walked out the door. Top secret. We still don't even know where that thumb drive went. He classified that crime. Can you imagine? Classified her crime. So that if you were an honest person at the FBI and you spoke of it, you would go to prison, not Hillary Clinton. Oh, wow. And now we have him admitting in his own writing that he always knew the Russia collusion hoax was fake. What does that mean for you trolls? What does it mean? Oh, I'm having fun haranguing you this morning. It means your leadership lies to you. All they do is lie to you. They think you're stupid. They know we're not stupid. They hate us because we're not stupid. But you, they only have contempt for. So what do we just find out? See, James Comey, all those crimes I just listed for you that he committed, unfortunately, statute of limitations up on them. But their statute of limitation is not up on two things. Number one, he told Congress that the Russia collusion hoax was true. He knew it wasn't. That's felony number one. Felony number two is the part where he said, oh, me? No, I never leaked anything. Why? I would never do that. Oops. See, in these government documents, it turns out, not only did he do it, he actually hired a guy, gave him a position at the FBI, reporting only to James Comey, so that guy could leak. Then he wrote him nice letters telling him what a great job he was doing, publishing, getting hit pieces planted in the New York Times, hit pieces based on leaked classified data that it was a felony to leak. Again, leaking that stuff, that's past the statute of limitations. Although, if we go RICO on it, I think that's what Trump administration is working up to, we can bring it all back because that statute of limitations, 10 years, it still falls within. But for now, We now know we have all of it. We have how Comey hired him specifically so he could break the law leaking. We have Comey congratulating him and even sending him a copy of the New York Times article they had fakely generated. Now, why was that New York Times article and the others like it that they leaked and created so important? Because it was used as the basis for the Mueller investigation and the basis to put over 30 FBI agents on Donald Trump and the basis to lie to the FISA court. Oops, there's another felony. Lie to the FISA court and get the ability to spy on Trump, wiretap him with a three-jump warrant that covered everyone around him. Arctic Frost is just the next generation of that. Yeah, it's a felony to lie to the court. They signed, Comey personally signed under penalty of perjury four times. So yeah, we're just losing track of the felonies here. Comey thought we could never prove it, but Comey thought that he had burned his hard drive and destroyed his notes. We got him. We got him. And that's what just happened with Comey. And this is huge. And the funniest part was he was trying to get all of this thrown out, malicious prosecution, blah, blah, blah. Trump administration walks in, slaps that stuff down. Number one, proof Russia collusion hoax was always a hoax. And number two, proof he lied to Congress right there in his own writing. It's fabulous. I'm having so much fun. We're going to jump back into man Comey in a minute. But truly, some of this exit polling coming out is amazing. Republicans hung their entire strategy in Virginia on the idea that voters would not want to vote for a man who wants to murder children and cops. Seems like a logical strategy. It failed. Jay Jones, who will be the top cop in Virginia, who also wants to murder cops, said it would be good for them to die in the line of, in the line of serving the state and the cities that they serve. It'd be good for them to die because they'd come around to his way of political thinking then, he said. Did that hurt him? No. He got 58% of the vote, defeating Jason Mayorkas. In fact, you want a poll that should scare you? Just 46% of Virginia voters thought those texts in which he fantasized about murdering then-House Speaker Todd Gilbert and his kids, and was very specific that he wanted the children to die violently in their mother's arms. Just 46% thought they were disqualifying. The majority did not. Folks, you're looking at a future in the Democrat Party where people openly campaign on murdering their opponents should they ever get the power to do so. Just Democrats, y'all. These are the same people who pretended to care when during January 6th, a laptop of Nancy Pelosi's was damaged. By the way, it has been repaired. It's okay in case you were worried. That's it. That the only permanent injuries accrued, except to the protesters who were killed. They were Trump supporters. We were told Democrats were in horror of that, but these are the same people who did $2 billion worth of damage and killed 30 people in the Summer of Love, and they don't care. This is scary stuff right here. This Jay Jones situation. People not moved by murder. And what was so amazing about it is the Democrat Party 10 years ago would have just replaced Jay Jones and said, okay, yeah, you're right. And, you know, talking about murder, dead cops, wanting to kill cops, that kind of is disqualifying. So, you know, we'll just replace him. They would have. They didn't. They stood by this murderous man. And so this poll that has come out from left-wing Politico actually makes sense this morning. The highest number recorded yet, and that's because it keeps it, violence is very hot with the Democrats. A third of young people now say violence against the other side is justified. Well, I just disagree. I'm going to kill him if I can't beat him. I'm going to try to beat him first, but then I'll kill him. Can you imagine the world we will live in if they ever win power back? It's horrifying. It's not going to end well. It's not. Van Jones over at CNN, liberal Democrat Barack Obama advisor that he is, was shocked at how Zohran Mamdani sounded last night. Gone was the soft-spoken, sweet, very not scary man of the campaign trail. Yeah, I call that the mask slipping. When you start your acceptance speech, your victory speech, by quoting Eugene Debs, the founder of the Socialist Party.
The sun may have set over our city this evening. But as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay. But this is what Van Jones is really talking about.
After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
Van Jones says he's shocked. Where was the nice socialist, the sweet socialist that we love? He sounded so angry, so mean.
I think the Mamdani that we saw in the campaign trail, who was a lot more calm, who was a lot warmer, who was a lot more embracing, was not present in that speech. I think his tone was sharp. I think he was using the microphone in a way that he was almost yelling.
All right, listen, Mr. Jones. They, socialists and communists, those of these authoritarian stripe in the last century killed 100 million people. Do you think they were nice about it? By the way, that's the Harvard estimate. Others go as high as 150 million. Think they were nice about it? Stalin, Mao. No, they weren't nice at all. He's not either. He's one of them. He told you that. He wants to eliminate private property rights. That is communism. That's what that is. This is how this goes. We're going to do it again in New York. We're going to try it. And the Democrat Socialists of America vowed end of last week, we will create 1,000 Mamdanis to run in all of these cities. This is going to spread. Republicans are thinking about this. Oh, well, it'll be contained to New York. And yeah, it'll help J.D. Vance or whoever. No, this is going to reverberate. We're going to lose territory. We did lose territory. We lost New York. In fact, this is just a confirmation of what we knew. And you want to talk about when do we lose New York? 34-count felony conviction, where they broke the law to appoint a judge who would act as inquisitor, where the state legislature changed the law so that Donald Trump could be the only person ever prosecuted so they could hold a show trial, so they could drag us in there. This is, folks, they have conquered this territory. It is no longer American territory. Yes, it is geographically American, but culturally, no. It is lawless post-American territory. It is not culturally recognizable as American. It does not have a recognizably American judicial system. It's gone. It's gone. We're going to get a look at that, and that's good because we're going to get one last chance. But I'm here to tell you, when someone is a strong personality, human beings glom on, and this is going to spread. It's going to spread like wildfire among young Democrats and young people, and we need to have a plan to stop it. Okay, folks, we're going to talk more about this coming up in the next 2 hours over on Mamdani's Win, what it means. You're already hearing people analyze this. Well, the new young generation, Gen Z, you know, they love communism. They love Marxism. This means, but no. Stop. Rewind. What does this show us? You listen to talking heads. Well, this shows us that 26 elections and the 28 elections. No. Well, this just shows us what can happen in the midterm. No. This election shows us what will happen after amnesty. Zohran Mamdani is exactly who the Democrats opened the border to create, because in real America, he is not possible. He is only possible with the support, the votes of the shadow electorate brought in to replace us. New York City is not like America. And you're thinking, well, yeah, it's more Democrat. Well, yeah, but no. 700,000 illegal immigrants live there. You do not need ID to register to vote. You do not need ID to vote. Now, illegals were voting in their local elections. We had a court case. We won it. They're not allowed to vote technically, but we have no way of knowing if they voted because there's no ID. It's like the Wild West. Here's the America that Zohran Mandami won in. And again, he only became an American in 2018, so he's the perfect candidate for this America. 1 in 5 New Yorkers cannot speak English, cannot understand what he is saying or what Democrats are saying. Almost 50% of people who live in New York right now, not born in America. This is the Democrats' dream, a replacement city. Where Americans who just don't get it, they will not go full communist. Well, they've been replaced. He's a Ugandan-born Muslim. 20% of the people in New York City cannot speak English. 2 out of every 5 were not born in the United States of America, just shy of 50%. So, folks, this shows you how Democrats intend the country to look and act, and it will, after the amnesty. If we do not do one thing, we have got to get these people out. We've got to get them out. Folks, fiscal year 2023 through September of 2025, New York City spent $8.75 billion on migrant services, including free shelter, free food, free healthcare, free travel, and free education for migrants. That can end, because a lot of that was federal money. Experts accept that to hit $12 billion by the end of 2025, not if Donald Trump and the Republicans stop it. That is what the shutdown battle is about. It is about forcing people living off the back of working Americans to go home. If we fail, every city and every state will be a New York City. Best case scenario, post-amnesty, even when you look at South Carolina, it's going to be a purple state. It'd be a toss-up for the governor's mansion. In other places that are already purple, they go deep blue. This election is amnesty. And there's folks even on the right. You saw yet last night Brett Baer and Dana Perino, who are open borders Bush, you know, Bush supporters. Well, you know, can't we just have a little amnesty? Can't we just, come on, can't we just keep them? Oh, please, don't send ICE out. It makes people mad. That's what you get. You get New York City. It's not American. And as a result, it elected a guy who literally is not American. A guy whose citizenship should be revoked because he has ties that disqualified him to get that green card and go along the path to citizenship. We got to get the 12 million out. Or this is every city, every major city. States flip blue. It all flips blue. Texas flips blue. Best case scenario, purple. That's what this is right there. This is not a referendum on young Americans. Look how young Americans voted in New York. Oh, who were they? Well, they weren't born here and they don't speak English. Oh, so they didn't know what he was saying. No, not really.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.